In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Let us be attentive. The Lord taught this parable. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and offered 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. The Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away, and cast into the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Glory to thee, Christ our God, and our hope. Glory to thee. Brothers and sisters, this parable that the Lord has given to us offers to us fundamentally a theme of preparation, which is appropriate as we contemplate our Lenten journey, which is really our constant vocation of preparation as followers of Jesus Christ to prepare ourselves for the kingdom of God. And this parable the Lord has given us can seem kind of cryptic and harsh and even contradictory. It seems to be about money and multiplying money and growing interest on money, which opens up questions like, should you lend at interest or not? But these are really distracting questions to get wrapped around the axle on. And this kind of misses the point, because in fact, the Lord is once again giving us a comprehensive roadmap to understand what we need to do to prepare to be with God, to make our own pathway straight with God's help. Pathways that lead to God and not away from Him. So we should think of talents indeed as a specific sum of money, and a pretty large one at that. We know that from the New Testament. But in fact, to understand the meaning of the parable, we need to understand the talents here as what God has given to us, each and every one of us, whether in terms of physical or mental ability, courage, knowledge, compassion, intelligence, even material wealth. And this is the key to understanding what the Lord is saying to us here, and help us to understand the fact that we are the beneficiaries of the great gifts God has given. And the question or challenge that this gospel lesson gives to us is, what do we do with those talents? Now, in contemplating that question, I am often reminded of the example of Eric Little, who was a Scot, who was born in 1902 in Tianjin, China. He was a Scottish Olympic gold medalist, and he ran for Britain in the 1924 Paris Olympics. And he was also a dedicated Christian and served in a mission to China, where his life was taken while he was in an internment camp in Weixin in 1945. He was still a young man at that time. But he saw this mission work in China as his personal vocation. But he also understood running, his athleticism, as its own vocation, as a gift that God has given to him. His competition in the 1924 Olympics was immortalized in the British film Chariots of Fire, and in that he was believed to have said, I feel that God made me for a purpose, he said. He made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. And I think this is a simple and real-world example of what we are really talking about here, of what the Lord is really instructing us to do. Eric Little did not run in order to win races, or to win Olympic medals or accolades, although he did all of those things. He did it, just like his mission work in China, to glorify God. and he felt joy and peace in the pleasure of God when he did so. And this was a sign to him of the Lord's leading and blessing. And so the question is, how do we discern the same things in our lives to know how to use those gifts that God has given to us? And to find the answer, we need to look at five themes that we can discern from this parable that the Lord has given to us. And the first theme is one of preparation. This idea, this core idea to the Christian walk of diligence, which recalls the parable of the wise virgins, which is the parable that comes directly before this one in the Gospel of St. Matthew. We understand life, all of life, life itself, which God has given to us as a gift, to ultimately be for the purpose of preparation for the kingdom of God. This comes to us very clearly through the Holy Scriptures. It comes to us through the teachings and traditions of the Holy Mother Church. It comes to us through the patristic witness and the witness of the saints. St. Isaac the Syrian and so many others come to us. And the second theme is the idea of thanksgiving, the notion that all things come from God and that our increase in those gifts that are given to us recognizes this. So the right way to give glory to God is to increase those gifts that God has given to us. Everything we do should rightly be an offering of thanksgiving. Just as we offer the divine liturgy, praying that the Lord accepts the sacrifice from our hands, we offer those things with thanksgiving to God for all he has given to us. And in doing this, we reinforce our understanding and acceptance, true acceptance in our hearts, that all things come from God and that he is the author of all things. A third theme we can take away from this parable is the importance of making a worthy offering to God. As we see prefigured again and again in the Old Testament, the idea that growing the things God has given to us renders honors to him that gave it. And this is a key element in the idea of Christian stewardship, the recognition that all things come from God, that they ultimately belong to him, and our care and respect and good use of those things is the right way to make a worthy sacrifice unto God. Note also here the key element of humility, as was discussed the other week. Again, we recall the 50th Psalm, a sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Humility and an openness to God and his leading is the key to discernment about the right use of those things, those gifts that we have received from him. A fourth theme is the idea that investing effort is necessary, putting some muscle into it. These things are given to us by God, not for us just to enjoy or to admire, but to use, and to use them unto the glory of God. As St. John Chrysostom put it, laboring to add to our talents prepares us for the kingdom of God. This theme carries forward into Great and Holy Lent, when the image of the bridegroom, who is Christ, arriving at the unseen hour, and our ability to meet him all depends on the effort and preparation we have put into our lives, like the wise virgins who kept their lamps filled and wicks trimmed. And finally, there is the theme of the importance of cultivating within our hearts a godly attitude towards almsgiving, to those in need. All of this prepares us ultimately for the kingdom of God. We hear it in the Sermon on the Mount when the Lord instructs those around him how they are to be friends to God, how they are to care for one another. They care for their neighbor, what they are to do with the things that are given to them, which draws them closer in love to their neighbor and ultimately closer in love for God. And thus, improperly using our gifts, all of that which comes to us from God, we are oriented toward our neighbor and thus toward God himself. St. John Chrysostom summed all this up this way: "For this end, God gave us speech and hands and feet and strength of body and mind and understanding, that we might use all these things, both for our salvation and for our neighbor's advantage. For not for hymns only and thanksgiving is our speech serviceable to us, but it is profitable also for instruction and admonition. And if indeed we use it to this end, we should be imitating our master. So let us therefore use this day, this week, this lifetime as the opportunity to discern the gifts that God has given to us and to cultivate them and develop them with a sense of gratitude to God, secure in the knowledge that all things belong to God and are authored by him, and put them to good use, that we may be prepared to rightly glorify him, together with his only begotten Son and all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, always, now, and ever, and into the ages of ages. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. God bless you all."